Welcome all friends in the Dhamma. Come back to the knower. Okay? How to come back to the knower? Just watch yourself. Okay? More watch yourself. Your mind not disturbed. If you watch always watch outside object, your mind always lost. Anyhow, I just teach you the technique. Even you watch outside object, your mind not lost. How? You watch your friend, your mind always lost. Okay, happy and unhappy. Okay, with your friend. But when you watch your friend, can you see your mind together? Okay. Can you witness your mind? Then you can see your mind. Okay. You watch whatever you watch. If you witness your mind, you got mind seeing the mind. Mind seeing the mind at home. Not hang out, not traveling, or not lost. So just develop mind seeing the mind. Okay? By you look and you watch. But you watch outside, you just witness the one who watch. The one who watch wake up and become mind seeing the mind. Okay? If you got mind seeing the mind, now you can watch any object outside and you're not lost. Okay? But when you want to go to deep calmness, watch yourself. Because when you watch yourself, you're not angry with yourself, you're not unhappy with yourself, you're not whatever unsatisfied with yourself, or you don't have any desire on yourself, okay? So now can you watch yourself? Watch, there are four postures that you need to practice to watch. You only got four postures. Sitting, can you watch your sitting posture? Watch yourself doesn't mean to imagine, to visualize the picture of yourself. No, only watch the way of your doing, sitting, standing, walking, sleeping, okay? Watch yourself. When you watch yourself, okay, then you can see the calmness. Okay? When you watch sitting posture or watch walking, but now you walk, you not never walk yourself walking. Okay? Today I just tell you to watch yourself from your mind. First you must understand, look, watch, see. There are three steps. Because you have eye, when you are in daily life, your eye always look the whole day, but you look and you not watch. Okay? Okay? You watch only this thing very important for you, you watch. Or you watch only a person who will do something for you, you watch. Okay? But if you watch everything together, then your eye look. Whenever you look, you watch. You will have meditation and mindfulness and wisdom. Okay? If you look, you not watch, you don't have meditation. You don't have meditation, you don't have mindfulness and wisdom also. Look and watch. Watch is meditation. Watch and see, seeing is wisdom. You can see how things going, and you can get more understanding, okay? Because you not see, you watch everything sometime and more often not watch, okay? You look the whole day, but sometimes watch, sometimes not watch. If you watch, how to watch? If I give you a diamond, what different diamond and stone? If you take diamond, you look, you watch, of course, because everybody like diamond. When you look at diamond, your eye look, my watch, watch the color, watch the calibration, that is meditation. And then when you watch more and more, you watch, you can see this is, oh, how much, you can see the price. This is the wisdom, but not wisdom. Wisdom, according to the Buddha teaching, is the mundane wisdom. Okay? Okay? So, wisdom, in accordance with the Buddha teaching, that is what you sell, that you can see you got sickness, aging, and death. Okay? Then you can see impermanent suffering and non-self. Okay? Okay. But I just want you to understand meditation. Meditation can be any object, okay? But vipassana must be yourself, okay? What different if you look at a stone? I not watch because this stone priceless. I look, but I don't pay attention. I don't watch. I just take out. But when they got diamond, people keep diamond. Everybody immediately watching, okay? Can you witness the mind who watch? That is the knower. The knower here mean mindfulness, okay? Okay. Somebody interpret the knower in different context. For me, the knower is mindfulness, okay? So now, can you see your mindfulness with you or not? When you watch the diamond, mindfulness always with you. Okay? So now, when you got mindfulness watching, you got mindfulness watching for 5 minutes, you got meditation 5 minutes. Okay? And more mindfulness, you got development of wisdom. Because you will understanding what you watch. Okay? But wisdom, according to the Buddha teaching, is understand yourself. Okay? So now, look and watch. It's not difficult. I look. I watch. Look the Buddha statue. Can you watch the Buddha statue? There are many, many different Buddha statue here. Can you watch? This is the Buddha. This is the monk. This is the master. Your mind watch, okay? So now, your mind watch yourself, and we just watch our breathing in from the mind. So first session, practicing watching your breathing from your mind, and your mind become awareness of calmness. When you watch your breathing, is the yourself is not outside. If you watch money, your mind not calm. Okay. If you watch supermarket, your mind not calm. But if you watch your breathing, your mind calm. Okay. So see the calmness by your wisdom. How you know your mind calm? How you know? Because you see calmness, not by eye, by wisdom. Okay? So now, when you got meditation or mindfulness to watch your breathing, develop wisdom together, see the outcome. The outcome in the first place is calmness. And more, the outcome is more calmness. And more is more calmness and more understanding. It depends on you. You got seeing according to the Buddha teaching. That is seeing yourself, you got understanding impermanent suffering and non-self. Okay? So now, can you watch your breathing? Your breathing show impermanent because can you just breathing smoothly every moment? Can you? Cannot. Okay. So when you watch your breathing in and out, it's not smooth. Okay? Okay? It's not smooth. Sometimes smooth, but more often not smooth. Because it's impermanent. When you accept and see impermanent of the breathing, your mind more calmness because you accept. Before you not accept, you try to focus the breathing and force your breathing smooth and soft tone. But sometimes you got thought it become harder or rough breathing again and not smooth. And then you disturb, okay? But when you watch your breathing, what you see? Impermanent. When you see impermanent, you accept. Then your mind letting go. You got calmness with letting go. So you understand? You watch your breathing. You see the breathing. We call seeing breath body. But you see your mind, the calmness, okay? And you see your breathing and your mind impermanent. Okay? Can you control your mind to be calm all the time? Cannot. Can you control your breathing become soft and soft? Cannot. First you see the breathing and you see calmness come to your mind. But more wisdom. Seeing impermanent. Okay? All things are impermanent. So let go. Okay? Don't try to force the breathing or force your mind still. Okay? When you let go, it become more calmness. Okay? And now, I just let you see first. The way you sit important today. You sit. And what happened? If your body go down, the one who was become sleepy. You must keep your body straight up. The one who was become wake up. Okay? That's right. And not lean on chair. Okay? Not lean. Okay? Your back straight, not lean. When not lean, your back straight. It wake up. If you lean, it become falling asleep. That's right. Now, your body sit straight up, okay? And then you watch and see your breathing and see the calmness. This is the first place. You see the breathing and the calmness. But more and more, you can see by your wisdom, impermanent. Breathing also impermanent. Calmness impermanent also. Sometimes more calmness, sometimes less calmness. You cannot expect anything. It's impermanent. Okay? Anyhow, see breathing and the calmness first, and then more seeing the breathing and the calmness, then you can see impermanent. Okay? Now just watch and see. Keep your body straight up. Watch your breathing, seeing the breathing, and see the calmness. Because in the first place, we practice for calmness. If you cannot see calmness, then you lost. Okay? If you can see calmness, you can get into calmness in maybe 10 seconds. Now you got seeing the breathing and the calmness. And the calmness more seeing, it become more calmness. And when you got more attention, in the calmness you got attention. Or mindfulness, wake up in the calmness. Become awareness. Mindfulness wake up, you got more awareness, okay? Now just witness your mind. You practice, you never witness your mind. You don't understand what happened to your mind. But when you practice and witness your mind, you can understand now you got calmness, now you got mindfulness, now you got calmness and in calmness, how to got mindfulness. When you more attention, calmness, and more attention, in the calmness you got more attention. And more attention, it look like you go to inside, okay? Next room inside. Now you are in the calmness, the first room. There are more calmness inside, okay? When you have calmness and you still keep attention every moment, you got the access or the door open to the calmness more and more, or we call next room. There are many rooms inside, okay? Until you go inside, room of calmness, room of emptiness, room of pureness, and no room, or non-self, okay? Keep attention on your breathing. See your breathing and the calmness. Always witness your mind. Calmness come to your mind. But in the calmness, your mind not still. Not still enough. Still got thought. Then you can rely in the calmness your mind. Sometimes still, sometimes not still. Just keep more attention every moment of the breathing. Your mind become more stillness, become more still, okay? Witness your mind become more still. And keep your back straight up, your face straight up. More with this your mind, you more under, you got more understanding. And you got knowing the result in your mind. First you got the calmness, is the result in your mind. You see the calmness. More witnessing, you can see not only calmness, you can see calmness. And with good attention, then you got more mindfulness. Okay? With good attention. Witness your mind. And smile in your heart. Your mind become more wake up. With good awareness. And now you got body straight up, but you still swaying inside, your mind swaying inside, not still enough. How? Just more wake up, your shoulder open, like you got wings on your shoulder, eagle wings, ready to fly. It look like you got more wake up, but not imagine. Only technique. Just feel you wake up like you got shoulder wake up with two wings. Are you ready to wake up? You not fly, but are you ready to wake up? When your body straight up, your shoulder open, your mind become more stillness. Okay? Control your body. Not control on your mind, but control your body with mindfulness of your body. Then your mind become still and one pointedness. Can you just control your body? Body straight up and feel your shoulder open with two wings of eagle wings. Then you might become more stillness. And smile in your heart also. Smile, more consciousness come to wake up and come to your body, relax, more relax. More smile, you feel more consciousness over the whole body. And wake up your shoulder, just feeling you got wings of eagle wing. When you smile, more and more consciousness wake up throughout the whole body. You got consciousness all over the whole body. If you just feel you sit straight up and straight up with wings on your shoulder, consciousness wake up all over the whole body, become sensing yourself. Consciousness become sensing yourself. And just keep your body, mindfulness of the body, straight up with wings on your shoulder. You got mindfulness everywhere of your body. We call Kayakata Sati. Today I would like you to develop both breathing meditation and Kayakata Sati, mindfulness of the whole body. How? You got mindfulness of the whole body. Straight up your back, but not enough. Your shoulder must open like you got wings on your shoulder. And smile from your heart. When you got smile in your heart and you got your body straight up and wings on your shoulder, your smile become wake up with consciousness more and more. And it become consciousness everywhere over the whole body. Or mindfulness everywhere of the whole body with good awareness. Consciousness is mindfulness with good awareness. Then it become consciousness. Okay? Now, just open your eye, I show you something. Now, still straight up, I will show something. When you straight up your body, and you got one pointedness of mind, okay? The knower. If you straight up, you got the knower. That's right. If your body go down, the knower fall asleep. You straight up, your knower wake up. But how to open your heart, smile, and how to open your heart more. Because what we develop, what we practice for developing your consciousness, wake up more and more, starting with smile, but smile maybe you wake up 10-20%, but if you got Kayakata Sati, how mindfulness of the whole body. Now keep your body straight up. your heart open. And more mindfulness of the body. Feel your body open. Okay? In Thai language, we use the word Ok Phai Lai Phung. But now you don't understand Ok Phai Lai Phung. Just look like you got wings on your shoulder. When you got wings or Ok Phai Lai Phung, consciousness come to your body more and more or not. And keep mindful at your knower. And watch yourself. When you watch yourself and your body straight up and your shoulder open, don't imagine to wing, only technique only, and let go. What happened? When your body wake up, your mind, the knower wake up. Now you know your heart is Dhamma eye. Dhamma eye is consciousness. Now we will develop our heart to wake up to become Dhamma eye. Now just smile and touch the Buddha and still keep your shoulder open. Your heart become more conscious. And more conscious, more and more, it wake up, it become one with the body. You feel you got more consciousness over the whole body or not? And now open your eye, because I show you something. You just stay at home. First, I tell you, come to your mind, the knower. This is the knower, or the mindfulness, or more mindfulness, that is stillness of mind. Okay? Can you just keep mindfulness still? Mindfulness good, your mind still. And mindfulness good, your mind still. Next, you have to wake up your heart. Keep your back straight. And keep two wings on your shoulder. Are you ready to wake up? Wake up. Are you ready to fly? But we not fly, we wake up. And not lean on chair. Just wake up. What happened? You got heart open. Consciousness come to the whole body. And it become sensing. And you don't have to focus anything. Just stay at home, the knower. Your awareness, your consciousness wake up, it become awareness and see, awareness and see. You got wake up with consciousness and it become awareness and see. See how you sit, see how you feel, see sensation of the body. And seeing more and more, you, this body is sitting and breathing every moment. Can you see? First, I tell you to come to your mind who watch and attention and watch. But now I tell you to develop seeing from awareness or from heart. Okay? Now, even your eye open, but can you watch yourself together? More watching yourself, your mind become more stillness. But what next step? Next step, when your mind still, you must develop awareness and seeing wake up from your heart. Okay? Now, just keep watch yourself and straight up your body and put two wings, feeling you got two wings. And smile. When you got smile and two wings, are you ready to fly? You not fly, but consciousness become wake up and become one with your body, around your body, all consciousness. And it becomes seeing. And now, even you open your eye. Can you see this person sitting and breathing? Even you not look at the breathing, not watch the breathing, because you already back home. When you already back home, you don't have to watch the breathing, but you only still and mindful to wake up, consciousness becomes seeing. Can you see this person sitting and breathing in, breathing out? Can you see breathing of this person? Can you see? Seeing, sensing, sensing straight up. If you go down, you cannot. Straight up. Sensing, seeing, sensing, seeing. And your mind, just notice. Notice what you see. Can you notice what you see? You see this person sitting and got cool and hot. All the five element, all the four element of your body. Then notice together. And then more further, your consciousness see more than the breath, more than the posture, sitting posture, can see the breathing. Then you notice. So when you got one pointiness of mind already, just notice and aware. Aware and notice. Develop more awareness. Okay? Develop more awareness. Because you got mind mindful at home already. You need to develop wake up. How to develop wake up? Awareness. Okay? And when you got awareness, notice together. Okay? Awareness of yourself, the body posture, notice the body posture. Awareness of this body posture got movement, got chest movement, got stomach movement, notice together. And then it more awareness and see more. Then you just notice more. If it got awareness and see more, that is awareness and see this person sitting. And got breathing in, got breathing out. Can you notice breathing in, noting breathing out? I just want to develop vipassana, awareness and notice. Notice and aware. In the first place, we develop look and watch. Watch and see. But vipassana, we develop awareness and see and notice together. Okay? You understand now? Now, open your eye. Why? Because when you close your eye, you go to your mind to watch. But if you open your eye and keep your body straight up, you already got good mindfulness already. You just relax and smile. You got awareness and see. And you got your mind notice together. Okay? Notice what you see. Awareness and see of the sitting posture. And notice. Awareness and see hot, warm, sweat. Notice. Awareness and see warm and cool, cool and warm, and sweat, and whatever, the four elements, notice together. And when you got notice and aware, it's more seeing. Like a mirror, with good exposure, seeing inwards. Why? Vipassana, we see inwards. Samatha, we focus outwards. That's why when you watch something in front. But vipassana, we see inwards. Okay? We not watch in front, but we see inwards. Because the object is your body and your mind is inside. Okay? So that's why. From watch, look and watch, that is concentration. Next step, don't have to look and watch, but just keep your mind still. Can you keep your mind still? And next step, awareness and see, and your mind still, notice, notice. Notice, you can notice deeply in your mind. Mind is sensation, mind is feeling, mind is mental quality. When you notice, you can notice deeper, deeper than you watch. If you watch, it look like the object must be in front, but mental quality not in front, it's inside. You need technique, new technique, notice. Can you notice something in your heart? That's right. Notice. In Thai language, we use the word "gamnot lu." Okay. But anyhow, in English, notice, notice, notice. Now I teaching first section, samatha. You go into samatha meditation in 10 seconds by light the incense stick, and then you know where your mind is. Then I just tell you, go to your mind still, attention at home, and now learning more vipassana by doing nothing. Vipassana has no content. You understand? No content, no self. Okay? No yourself to put self into the practice. Only let go. More letting go self, you got more vipassana. So first, okay, in the beginning you cannot let go 100%, but only awareness and see, then you can let go more. Vipassana we just develop by letting go. Okay? So now, be mindful. I just use the word. Be mindful. Notice yourself. It looks like you scanning yourself. Notice your sitting posture. That's right. Notice your heart. You scan. But I have the new word. Selfie. Notice it looks like you selfie. Okay? Selfie, you see inwards. Watching, you look forwards. Vipassana, we see inwards. When you selfie yourself, you see inwards or not? Yeah. Now you see inwards. Notice by selfie, 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 selfie. Can you notice into your heart? Selfie inside your heart, can you? Okay? Now notice first. But when you go inside deeply, I just tell you, selfie, selfie, or exploring, exploring, exploring inside. Exploring or selfie. I use this word to bring your mind to see inside, okay? But first, notice first. Can you notice? Notice and aware. When you got awareness, you got sensing, sensing. It look like you got consciousness over the whole body, and you know by your consciousness this body movement this way, this way, this way. How you know this body movement this way? By consciousness, you know. When you play sport, when you play sport, you running and hit, running and hit. When you running and hit, running more, you got movement, movement, movement. Then you got more consciousness, and it look like when you hit, your eye don't have to look because your eye have to look at the opponent. But your consciousness become awareness and see and hit. Okay? You got awareness and see. See by awareness, see by consciousness, and you can hit. Now, you not play sport, but can you got awareness and see yourself? Because yourself got many things to see, okay? First, you play sport, you see how you hit. But this is vipassana, we not see how we hit. We see how we feel. Can you see by your consciousness how you feel inside? Okay? But how to see? I ask you how to see when you hit the squat. You not see by eye. You see by awareness. That's right. You see by awareness. Hit, hit, hit. That's right. Or backhand. Okay? You see by awareness. Your eye look the opponent. You see by awareness. So how to see by awareness when you play sport? The same thing. Can you see by awareness the way you sit? You got movement. Can you see by awareness the way you move? Not by eye. By awareness. When you move, you got awareness, you see. You move, you got awareness, you see. You move, you got awareness, you see. You breathing in, you got awareness, you see. You breathing out, you got awareness, you see. Okay? Now, learn to develop seeing by awareness. Because why? tomorrow I, today I try teaching deep into Vipassana. Then I would like to see how you understanding. Then tomorrow I know I can teach deep and deeper or not. Okay? Because you are interested in the practice already. Tomorrow, maybe somebody can get what I teach. If you can get, tomorrow somebody can get. So I just want to try today first, okay? Now can you just stay mindful and awareness and see yourself movement? Now movement, but you not play sport. When you movement, you got awareness or not? Then you can see yourself. That's right? Or we call seeing by consciousness. Okay, more movement, you got consciousness or not? Then you got seeing by consciousness or seeing by awareness. Okay, now don't have to look because we go advanced level. Advanced level is Vipassana be developed seeing by awareness. Open your eye, even your eye with me. But can you see yourself by awareness? This is advanced level. Can you see by awareness or the sensation? More still, more clear seeing. That's why I teach you samatha. First, but samatha in 10 seconds. Then I would like to teaching you more vipassana. Today, you learn both samatha and vipassana. Samatha in 10 seconds. How? Just keep attention on my talk. Look and watch. Where you watch, stay there. This is already samatha. Somebody practice samatha, they need half an hour, you need 10 seconds enough. Okay? And then we need to develop more vipassana, because vipassana you need to develop awareness and see the four foundations. More detail than samatha. Samatha always come back home. Enough. Samadhi or meditation, stay at home. Enough. But vipassana, we need to develop awareness and see four foundations. That is the first foundation, awareness and see the body, how you sit, how you move. And the second foundation is awareness and see your sensation. Can you got awareness and see your sensation? You need samatha, the stillness of mind. If your mind become thought, you cannot see your sensation by awareness. Straight your body up. Because when your body go down, your mind go down, not still. Okay? Go up. And your mind still. First foundation, the body foundation. Just relax your body. Move a bit your body. Can you got awareness and see your body? And how about breathing body? Just open your eye, because I teaching you vipassana, seeing by awareness. Okay? When you close your eye, you always put concentration. That is samatha. But you got samatha fulfilled in 10 seconds already. Stay at home. The novel. Okay? And then just relax and smile. Awareness is from relax and smile. You got awareness and see your body sitting or not? How about you got awareness and see this body sitting and got breathing? Can you got awareness and see this person sitting and breathing? You need to be still enough. Or I just tell you, quiet, no doubt. When I tell you awareness and see your body, maybe you can. Awareness and see you are breathing, you got doubt. I tell you, you need still and quiet, no doubt. Okay? Can you just be quiet and practice what I tell you? Don't have any doubt. Quiet. Quiet. Keep quiet in your mind. With still and quiet. More still, more stillness and quietness in your mind. You can see with awareness how you sit. More still, more stillness and quiet in your mind, no doubt. you can see there is all every part of your body movement, muscle movement. Can you see by awareness? Chest movement, body, stomach movement. Can you got awareness and see? Quiet, your mind quiet. Don't think. Can you got awareness and see? And more quiet, you got more awareness and see you are breathing. Because you got breathing every moment already, but you have a lot of thought. But when you stop thinking, you got awareness and see. Can you see by awareness? Open your eye. Okay? And you know this awareness and see is your consciousness more wake up. That is we call spirit and soul. Okay? Now you got spirit and soul, see this person. This spirit and soul more wake up. Then you got the last minute come, that is death come to you, and you wake up, know how to wake up. Then you got the light, you see the way. But if you not wake up, the last minute come, you got darkness, you not see the way. Okay? I would like to tell you, we develop samatha and vipassana to wake up consciousness. And more wake up consciousness, now you wake up only 20% or less. But if you wake up 50-60%, now you can see the light. When you come to the coma state and you can wake up, then you see the light come up. And you cannot cling the body. You must let go the body and go rebirth. If you cling the body, you got pain. Okay? You understand? Now, come to vipassana, seeing by awareness what you got. You got full consciousness. What you got? You got mindfulness of the whole body, kayakata sati. What you got? You got fulfillment of satipatthana. And what you got? You got spirit and soul. If in the last minute come, this one become spirit and soul, and we will say goodbye to this body. I not stay with you anymore. I just see the light and go, okay? But before you see the light and go, can you see this person sitting? Okay? Can you see this person breathing? And don't close your eye. Why? When you close your eye, you always go to your mind. Today, I will let you practice seeing by awareness or consciousness. Okay? You always focus from your mind. Okay? But today, I would like you to know another thing, that is consciousness. Five aggregates we can make. Body, mind, and consciousness. Okay? Okay? Now you know your mind, but you don't know your consciousness. There are five aggregates. You are five aggregates. Okay? Normally you only body and mind make it two groups. But mind is body is body. But mind actually it got four sensation, perception, thought. This is mind. We call conditioning mind. A lot of thought. But there is another thing, consciousness. This is, we can say, pure mind. But anyhow, we can use the word consciousness. Now, I just let you to know about your consciousness. When you close your eye, you use your mind. But now I tell you, you just keep your mind with the knower. Be mindful. Okay? And watch yourself, your mind still, in 10 seconds. When your mind still, you just develop awareness and see, you got consciousness. Or other words, you got vipassana inside meditation. Because with awareness and see, with consciousness, you can see something inside, deeply into your mental qualities. Okay? And how to wake up more consciousness. Okay? I tell you, straight up your body and feel your body got two wings. Of ego wings, so big. Are you ready to fly? But you not fly. But inside, wake up. Wake up more and more. Okay? If you wake up more and more, then don't have to look at the breathing. But can you see by your awareness? Now breathing in or breathing out, can you see by awareness? It looks like seeing inwards. If you look, you watch outwards. Today I want you to learn to see inwards. Okay? Can you see inwards by consciousness, awareness around? How you sit, how you move, how you got breathing in, breathing out, can you see? So this we call stream entry. If you can see inwards more and more, you know the path to the first enlightenment. Sodapattana, Sodaban, Sotapattana. Okay? If you never realize seeing inwards, you never see the path to the first enlightenment. Because the first enlightenment, we use the verse, stream enterer. Okay? Can you see stream entry? Not follow the stream. Stream entry, inwards, inwards, inwards. Can you see body? This way. It looks like you got a big mirror around you with good exposure. It's different from calmness meditation or concentration meditation. You focus outwards. Okay? This is okay, but you come back very fast in 10 seconds. One, the object. What's the object? Two, come to realize the one who was. Three, stay there and mindful. And now you got fulfillment of meditation enough for vipassana. Okay? Now vipassana, how to develop seeing inwards. Just seeing like you play sport. Play sport, you look opponent by eye, see outwards. But you see the way you hit, you see inwards. That's right. You never learn to see inwards. Today, just see inwards this way, by awareness. You got movement, awareness. Of your movement, you got seeing movement inwards. You got breathing, awareness of breathing, you got seeing breathing inwards. Now just keep seeing inwards. And just keep your mind still, mindful, or no doubt, no thought. Or I just tell you, quiet in your mind, still and quiet, quiet, quiet. And then you can see inwards clearly. And you know you can see inwards clearly. Your spirit and soul or consciousness more wake up 60%, 70%, 80%. If the last minute come now, you see the path. Okay? But we just practice so that how can we know the last minute come tomorrow, next month, how can we know? Then you must wake up very quickly. Sometime you got accident, wake up quickly. Okay? Wake up, see yourself. See by consciousness, awareness, and you got spirit and soul come out from your attachment. Now spirit and soul go into your attachment in subconscious. Now spirit and soul become consciousness. Okay? Consciousness become one with the body. That is the best quality of meditation. Both samatha and inside meditation. Now you got conscious, just got consciousness become one with the whole body, can you? Feel relaxed and awareness and see. Then now this session, just awareness and see your breathing. Don't try to focus or look because you already passed the section of samatha already, but just notice. Okay, just notice, notice, notice. When you look and watch, it go seeing outwards. Okay, but we want to develop seeing inwards. Then you seeing inward by awareness, and your mind just notice, notice. That's right. Awareness and see your body sitting and notice. Awareness and see your body movement, muscle movement and notice. Awareness and see your stomach movement and notice. Awareness and see your breathing movement and notice. You understand now? This is how to practice vipassana. Okay? Awareness and see your breathing now. We just see what different. Samatha, we watch your breathing. Vipassana, we see the breathing by awareness. But we notice or come not look together. Okay? Now awareness and see your breathing, don't have to look and watch, but you must notice together. Can you? Notice, notice. When look and watch, you go seeing forwards. Okay? But we want to develop seeing inwards. Notice and seeing inwards. How you breathing in, how you breathing out. Open your eye. Because when you close your eye, you always go to samatha. Okay? Open your eye. Can you see your breathing already in and out already? Can you see? When you see by awareness, you just see your breathing already there. You don't have to try to breathing in, breathing out. Don't have to do anything. You just see already there. Can you see? And notice, notice. When you awareness and see and notice, notice. Now open your eye for 2 minutes. Awareness and see your breathing and notice, notice. And awareness and see more and more. You need to more conscious over the body. I give you technique today. Set up your body. Put 2 wings on your shoulder, like eagle wings. But we not fly. But when you put 2 wings, feeling like you got 2 wings, your shoulder open, awareness come up more and more. That's right. Now let go 2 wings. Don't imagine. Okay. To wake up, then let go 2 wings, and it become more awareness of the whole body. That's right. Awareness and see and notice in your awareness. Awareness and notice in your awareness. Okay? You got purification of mind. Your mind become pure consciousness more and more. And it become like a big mirror. With good exposure. And now you got spirit and soul sitting with you. This person sitting now, this person sitting before you, this spirit and soul not wake up, sleeping. But now you wake up. It look like you got inside, something inside. That is your spirit and soul wake up, sitting. And sitting. And realize this person is not you. Because this person go to aging and dead. But spirit and soul, not aging and dead. Go rebirth. That's right. Can you realize you got spirit and soul? Seeing this person going aging and dead. And now just stay inside, spirit and soul. Contemplate this person. This person got movement. Movement from your heartbeat, your pulse beat, your 4 elements. And this movement of the heartbeat and 4 elements burn yourself every second. Can you contemplate by your spirit and soul? When you contemplate, it becomes pure consciousness. Okay? Now your pure consciousness, your spirit and soul become pure consciousness, seeing reality about yourself. This we call Dhamma eye. Okay? Dhamma eye. this technique very simple. Okay? Just straight up your body and wake up consciousness. Wake up from inside. Now, we do more 5 minutes. Follow me. Just keep straight up your body and put 2 wings on your shoulder so that your shoulder open, your consciousness more and more wake up. And don't have to do anything. When your consciousness more and more wake up, it becomes awareness and see. And see what? See this person, not you. You are consciousness. We are consciousness. Okay? Consciousness go rebirth. This person let go to earth. We are consciousness. Now you just, we are consciousness and contemplate this person. How old are you now? How old am I now? This person getting old and older and go aging and death. Your consciousness accept, more accept, it become wake up more and more. Become brilliant, become radiation. Okay? Now, you can realize from your consciousness, from your spirit and soul, this technique, in the beginning, you must open your eye. Because when you close your eye, you do meditation. But this technique, we already got meditation already. Then we just develop awareness and see. And you got consciousness, seeing this person impermanent, suffering, and cannot regard this person belong to you. Or we can say, regard this person as non-self. Now, just in daily life, you got movement, awareness, and see how you move. In daily life, you got thought, awareness, and see how you thinking. In daily life, you have emotion or not, awareness, and see how you feel. Only awareness and see. With accept and understanding. But if you got good mind, mindfulness, notice together. Okay? Come not low. But awareness and free and see first. Okay? Awareness and see and come not low. Notice what you see. Okay? Somebody try to focus first. Come not low by focus first, then it not wake up awareness and see. Awareness and see has no content. You understand? No content. Okay? When you practice meditation, you got content. You practice concentration, you meditation, you got content, got self in the practice. But vipassana, no content. No content, that is awareness and see by intuitive awareness. Okay? So awareness and see first, if you practice vipassana, because vipassana has no content. When you got awareness and see, then just mindful notice what you see. Okay? Then when you notice, it become release. Awareness and see first, okay? And notice what you see, then it become release. Awareness and see your body, then your body become relaxed. Awareness and see your present feeling, unpleasant feeling, and notice. Then unpleasant feeling or present feeling become released. Awareness and see you got unpleasant feeling, awareness and see first, then notice. Then unpleasant feeling become released. Awareness and see in your unpleasant feeling in your heart. You got maybe desire, okay? Or delusion. Or ignorance, or anger, or whatever, okay? Awareness and see and notice. What that? No. I won't keep it with me anymore. Let go. Okay? Awareness and see in the mental quality. And notice. What that inside? No, it make me disturb. Let go. Awareness and see. And you got awareness and see inside. Selfie. Selfie is more awareness and see clearer. Selfie. What else you still thinking? What else? Selfie. Or exploring. selfie and exploring. And if you already exploring, then it become opening up deeply. Now you want to see clearly? Listen inside. Listen and see. Not by ear. Listen by your heart. Listen something inside. Then you got seeing your residue inside deeply. Okay? Then awareness and see, explore and selfie and listen and explore and selfie. Listen. Then now if you go deep inside, this mind already come to your heart. Okay? When you go deeply inside, it's not noticed from your mind. It's noticed from your heart. Notice. Because more you go deeply, seeing deeply, your mind come to your heart and notice deeply. And listen. Notice. And listen. Awareness and see. So I just realized some of you can catch what I'm saying. Even two or three, that I'm so happy, okay? Because I can see your smile, okay? Anyhow, those who cannot follow 100%, maybe can follow 10% to see the way, okay? That's why tomorrow, when I teaching Sri Lanka Temple, I just start from Samatha, or your attention here, your mind back home. But more, if people can catch what I'm saying, I would like to go deeper, okay? Go deeper. Anyhow, if you come for the private tuition, this small room in the evening, maybe this is a good chance for you to develop more vipassana. Because vipassana maybe in a big group, they not all understand, then maybe I cannot go further. I will see what happened first, okay? Okay, understand now? Sathu. Awareness and see, okay? Your body movement, awareness and see. Your thought coming, awareness and see. Your emotion coming, awareness and see. And notice, okay? Don't look first. If you look, it go far away. More look, it go far from you. It look like you try to catch it. They escape you. Okay? No content. Awareness and see. Today, you learn a lot. Okay? More. I will teach today's course at BSWA also. Okay? Okay. Any question? Good? Okay. Sathu. Dhamma eye for you in this very life.